Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the game on this special edition Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. The game sponsored by ESPN 1400 and Sovereign Communications. Heard on the website, thegamesportshow.com, also the podcast site, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. My name is Scott Nason, as we are doing a special midweek edition of the game. Tomorrow night, we'll be joined by Dave McKegg for another special edition as we all hunker down during this coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic, I believe it's being called. And so we want to encourage everyone to keep the social distancing in effect. It's the only way that we're going to beat this awful virus. Stay inside, stay indoors, and hey, stay tuned to the game. I want to appreciate all the listeners that have reached out this week, quite a few more than usual, talking about how they enjoyed the shows over in Sioux, Ontario with Dave McKegg and his band of merry gentlemen, along with our show Monday night, yours truly and Butch Davis, as we want to just kind of get things as much back to normal as we can, especially while the sports aren't happening. And what I want to do with this show, just myself tonight, for about a half hour, if not a little less, a little more, just talk about kind of where the sports left off on a local perspective, and then look at some of the things going on more of a national perspective as well. The sports world came to a halt earlier this month with a lot of teams, most teams, still playing. And so we wanted to give an update as far as where those sports ended up, also some awards that were handed out over the past couple weeks, and just try to talk some sports because, my goodness, I miss it. I miss seeing the live games on TV and the local sports. Right now, we'd be having high school basketball finals gearing up towards the spring sports. Well, right now, it looks like we might not have any spring sports. So let's kind of go through and start with the high school sports. As we mentioned, you know, the girls high school basketball and the boys high school basketball were in regionals and districts. The ice hockey were getting to the final four, the semifinals and the finals, before they were abruptly ended. Well, the MHSAA came out with an update yesterday talking about the suspension of activities of all sports for all seasons. It was through Monday, April 6th. Now, that has moved to Monday, April 13th, due to Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's school closure and her stay home, stay safe orders in order to deter the spread of COVID-19. All athletic activities are halted up until April 13th, including practices, scrimmages, and competitions and games, as well as strength training, conditioning, and any other organized sessions, and all activities in MHSAA in-season and out-of-season sports. So the high school season has not been canceled. It's just been suspended through April 13th. So the conferences locally had some awards handed out. Let's start with the Straits Area Conference girls basketball, as there were two teams that dominated this season, Sioux High and St. Ignace. Both of them were slated to be in their regional finals. Sioux High was scheduled to play Cadillac. St. Ignace was scheduled to play Engadine. However, those were abruptly ended. And Sioux High senior Julia Beaumont and St. Ignace junior Hallie Marshall, they were named co-players of the year in the Straits Area Conference. Beaumont, a 6'1 senior forward, she led a deep and balanced Blue Devil lineup all season long, Sioux High with just that one loss of the year. She also paced the team in scoring around 10.5 points per game on a very balanced scoring team, 7.8 rebounds per game, while also earning the All Straits Area Conference Defensive Team honors. Beaumont shot almost 50% from the field and 73% from the free throw line. Also playing for a balanced scoring team, Hallie Marshall. She had 13.3 points per game this year for the Saints, along with 3.3 assists, 3.7 steals in her third season as starting point guard for the St. Ignace Saints. The Blue Devils and Saints, they had three players apiece on the All-Straits Area Conference first team. Sioux High players include first-teamers Beaumont, along with junior guard Lily Alaspa, and freshman forward Claire Erickson. Alaspa, a 5'4 guard, she averaged 8.5 points this season, 3.5 assists and 2.5 rebounds. Erickson, a 6-foot freshman forward, she turned in 8.8 points per game for the season, along with 6.2 rebounds and 2 assists a game. Rounding out Suhai's All-Straits Area Conference selection include senior guard Jordan Scott, who was named to the second team, junior guard Haley Knowles, she landed a spot on the All-Defensive team, while junior forward Emily McLean and junior guard Lily Kelger also received honorable mentions. St. Ignace Saints on the first Straits Area Conference team include Marshall, junior Emily Hart, and sophomore Allie Schultz. Hart, a 5'7 guard forward, averaged 10.6 points per game, 6.6 rebounds, and 5.8 steals. She is also named the Straits Area Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Schultz led the Saints in scoring this season, 14.2 points per game. She also added 4 steals and 3 assists a contest. She was also named to the Straits Area Conference All-Defensive Team. St. Ignace senior Tessa Shepard, she was named to the All-Straits Area Conference Second Team, while Saints senior Anna Hart received honorable mention. Rudyard girls had a pair of players on the All-Straits Area Conference Second Team, including junior Sarah Beelan and sophomore Brooklyn Besteman, while junior Chelsea Molina and sophomore Tristan Smith received honorable mentions. And Newberry junior Katie Rahilly, she was named to the All-Straits Area Conference second team. As I mentioned, the Blue Devils 21-1 on the season, while the Saints were 21-2. And it's a shame for those seniors that they were not able to hopefully make it to the Breslin Center, if not even further. Looking at some other conferences in boys in the EUP Conference, league champion Pickford swept the top honors for boys basketball. Senior Nick Eddington from Pickford was named the EUP Conference Player of the Year, while Panthers senior Jimmy Story, he was named the EUP Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Eddington, a 6'7 forward, averaged 18.75 points per game for Pickford, who finished the year 17-3, 11-1, winning the EUP Conference. The All-EUP Conference first team for the boys includes Story, Brimley senior Zach Gross, Cedarville senior Trey Pockan, and Rudyard sophomores E.J. Suggett and Tate Besteman. The All-EUP second team included Engadine senior Ian MacArthur, Brimley senior Dayton Parrish, Newberry senior Luke Jordan, Detour senior Grant Fountain, and Rudyard senior Blake Frisvall. Also, the EUP Conference second team had a foreign exchange student who was not eligible to be on the team, Pedro Pardro, but he was named honorable mention. So congratulations to all those gentlemen. And speaking of Rudyard and Sheboygan, they finished co-champions in the Straits Area Conference for the boys. And they also split the all-conference honors as Rudyard sophomore E.J. Suggett joined Sheboygan senior David Milmine for Straits Area Conference Players of the Year. Both the Bulldogs and Chiefs 6-2 in the Straits Area Conference. And Rudyard, they're going to have a lot of players back, including Suggett, who will be a junior next season. He averaged 18.3 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals per game. While Milmine, he also averaged around 17.5 points a game for Sheboygan. Joining Milmine and Suggett on the first team are Sheboygan's Michael Goforth, Rudyard's Tate Besteman, Suhai's Caleb Ranta, and Eli North from St. Ignace. So congratulations to all those players. And again, we talked about it with Butch on Monday on the game. You just got to feel for the seniors, for all the teams that weren't able to finish their seasons. Let's hope, and I stress hope, that we can get this virus conquered here soon so we have a spring sports season. Right now that looks doubtful, but again, we're going to try to be optimistic as best we can. They're still trying to play the Upper Peninsula All-Star Football game, which will be held at Northern Michigan University's Superior Dome on Saturday, June 27th. They did the fantasy draft last week, and well, the red team will include head coach Chris Marshall of St. Ignace and also Duncan Martin of Pickford. as they are looking through some players. And the Panthers, Pickford Panthers, of course, the defending state champion in eight-player football Division II. As you would expect, they have a lot of players on the teams, including the red team, Jimmy Story, Nick Eddington, Stephen Lamoth, Blaine Burnaby, and Isaiah May. Joining them on the red squad will be Caleb Braun of St. Ignace, Hunter Dennis, Ian MacArthur, and Kyle Gould of Engadine, and Zach Indish and Austin Kronemeyer of Brimley. On the black team, EUP players drafted include Blake Frisvall of Rudyard, Trey Pockan of Cedarville, and again, the kickoff is scheduled for June 27th at the Superior Dome. For more information, you can go to upfootballallstargame.com. So we're just waiting to see if the spring sports seasons will begin in the EUP. It's going to be tough. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that we have some sports coming up here very soon. Well, the NLJHL season, among many other teams, a victim of this coronavirus, including the Sioux Eagles, who are set to take on Rayside Balfour in the Western Division semifinal. The Sioux Thunderbirds set to take on Blind River before those games were canceled. Well, we did find out a couple Sioux Eagles have made commitments to play some college hockey for the 2020-2021 season, including Joel Branninger. He is set to play for the Tufts University Jumbos of the New England Small College Athletic Conference, and Jake Lamberty. He's going to be going to Wisconsin to take part in the Wisconsin-based Northland College Lumberjacks of the NCAA. So congratulations to both those gentlemen. They will join Shane Brancato, who is going to Trine University in the fall. And boy, just a great season in the NLJHL. It was a lot of fun covering the Sioux Eagles, as the West really was between those four teams. Any one of the four teams, including Rayside Balfour, Blind River, the Sioux Eagles, and the Sioux Thunderbirds, easily could have won that. In the East, Timmins and Powassan were the two favorites in that one, but it would have been a wild playoff, and I'm really hoping that the junior hockey in Canada will allow players that had their senior season taken away from them, maybe give them an extra year of eligibility. I don't know if there's much talk on that, but I think it would be a good idea. Tough to do for the high school, obviously, because all those seniors, or many of them, will be going to college to maybe even play college athletics. It'd be nice if the powers that be in junior hockey allow some overage 21-year-olds to play next season. And Blind River captain Caleb Sarre, boy, what a year he had. He was named NLJHL's MVP. 47 goals, 66 points, 113 overall. And he certainly had a good season. Well, he had more than a good season. He had a great season. The Sioux Eagles posted 8 victories in overtime this season, winning 5 and another 3 in the shootout. And Coach Doug LaPrade, General Manager Bruno Braganolo, will definitely have another good squad coming into next season. We'll be covering them once again, myself and Larry Pazabon for Hockey TV. And hopefully we'll be covering again on ESPN 1400. Ontario Hockey League, Commissioner David Branch announced the conclusion of the 2019-2020 regular season a couple weeks ago. The Sioux Greyhounds will have the 4th pick in the priority selection draft in 2020, as they were one of the 4 non-playoff teams with 56 points. And it was announced just yesterday that the Memorial Cup, which brings together the league champions from the OHL, Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, and Western Hockey League, will not be awarded this season. This just came over the last few days. It was scheduled to take part in Kelowna, British Columbia, from May 22nd to May 31st. The tournament will continue its rotation between the three leagues and move to Ontario in 2021, and it's down to either Sault Ste. Marie or Oshawa, who are preparing presentations to host the tournament next season. So you look at the Hounds' season, it certainly was a roller coaster season for the Hounds. They were one of two teams that would not have made the playoffs in the Western Conference. And, well, you kind of had to expect it a little bit. I'm really not that surprised that the Hounds were a 500 team, because that's where I thought they would be starting the season, but they do have some talent coming back and preparing to host a Memorial Cup. They're certainly going to need a lot of that talent coming back. The Sioux Greyhounds have announced a ticket refund policy in place. Reading from this press release, in some cases the club will be unable to provide refunds for purchased tickets until the GFL Memorial box office reopens. At present, all city recreational facilities and arenas are closed indefinitely. Once the Gardens reopens for business, fans who purchased walk-up tickets for either of both of the final two home games will be eligible for a refund. The Hounds were scheduled to play Saginaw and Windsor. In those two games, fans who purchase tickets to those games using a credit card will automatically receive a refund early next week. They won't have to go into the Gardens in person. However, fans who bought tickets via debit card or cash will need to go to the Memorial Gardens once it reopens with their tickets in order to receive a refund. Fans are also reminded that only the person whose name is on the account in question will be able to claim a refund. Those who purchase tickets from a third party are not eligible for Gardens refunds. Meanwhile, Hounds fans who redeemed 2019-2020 vouchers for either or both of the final two home games will be able to return their tickets to the box office once it reopens. Their vouchers are to be honored for the 2020-2021 regular season. And with season ticket holders unable to use their tickets for the final two home games, the Greyhounds have applied a credit to the season ticket renewal price for the 2020-2021 campaign. Finally, season ticket holders who have already renewed for next year and paid in full will be issued a refund for the difference by the city of Sault Ste. Marie. And, well, all hockey has ended this season, including youth hockey. We're talking Sioux Michigan Hockey Association, Sioux Amateur Hockey Association, and Sioux Ontario, and let's hope that these can start up very, very soon. Well, the cancellations affected all Laker athletics. The hockey teams and basketball teams' seasons were done. The North Center is still closed until Friday, April 17th. That was the latest update from the Lake Superior State University Athletic Department. GLIAC canceled all of their athletics, along with the WCHA. No Frozen Four at Ford Field this year. But there is some Laker hockey news, as Max Humitz and Louis Bedone, they were named to the All-WCHA second team. Senior forward Humitz named to the second team, while Bedone was named to the WCHA All-Rookie team. So congratulations to both those two gentlemen. There were 17 Laker hockey players named to the WCHA All-Academic team. Those include Alex Ambrosio, Tyler Anderson, Brian Basilico, Rowan Bengert, Ashton Calder, Chase Gamlin, Max Humitz, Ian Johnson, Lucas Cable, Brendan McKay, Yuki Miura, Miroslav Mucha, Jacob Norquist, Mitchell Oliver, Colin Sackelman, and Alex Semedal. Those are all players named to the WCHA All-Academic team. And Humitz was announced on Monday, has signed with the Grand Rapids Griffins of the American Hockey League, an affiliate of the Detroit Red Wings, who signed a one-year contract for next season. He was a native of Livonia, Michigan, where he played 4 years at Lake State, posted 111 points in 149 career games. The 24-year-old senior co-captain was named to the All-WCHA second team this season, ranking second in the conference with a career-high 22 goals and tying for fourth with a career-best 35 points. And so congratulations to Max, who will be playing, hopefully next season, in Grand Rapids for the Griffins. More of a national sports news. It was announced yesterday that the 2020 Olympic Games will be postponed 1 year because of the coronavirus. This was the announcement from Japan's Prime Minister along with the International Olympic Committee, and this isn't the first time that the Olympics has been canceled. It was actually canceled a few times, not because of viruses, but because of war. The 1916 Summer Olympics, scheduled for Amsterdam, Brussels, Budapest, and Cleveland, Well, they were scheduled for the 1916. Those were canceled on the 1940 and 44 games because of World War II. And really, there's no sports going on right now, folks. The only thing really going is wrestling, the WWE and the AEW, along with the Ring of Honor. They are still continuing things, but I printed out a whole list of the sporting events that are canceled, and it would take me another hour to try to read some of these, but pro sports, college sports, world sports, everything has shut down because of this coronavirus, and we talked about it on Monday. It'd be a good idea for these sports networks to try to include more programming. We're seeing it. We're seeing some of the old broadcasts of some NCAA basketball games, a lot of 30 for 30. I was watching some of the O.J. Simpson one last night on ESPN, but I'd really like to see more regional sports networks like Fox Sports Detroit not show games from this season with the Pistons and the Red Wings, which they're doing, but I would love for them to go back in the archives if they could. And again, I understand that some of the networks that showed these games, maybe there's a problem there as far as rights. I mean, you go back to the Tigers, and Butch mentioned it. I would love to see the entire 1968 World Series. Now, I've only seen bits and pieces. I've never actually seen a full game from this series, but that would be a lot of fun. The 84 World Series and playoff series. I've watched all the World Series games. I haven't really watched all the playoff games against Kansas City. I would love to see that. Milt Wilcox in Game 3 against Kansas City, that 1-0 game. We talked about it on Monday, the 87 series against Toronto, where the Tigers were down two games in that series. They came back and won all three. I'd love to see some of those. And then going back to the Pistons, the Bad Boys run. I'd love to see the entire playoff series of when the Pistons beat the Lakers and then Portland and then the Lakers in 2003-2004. Let's show some of those Red Wing runs. Easy for me to say. Four different titles over the past 20-some-odd years. Let's go back to that 1991 Lions playoff victory. Yes, they're only one in 63 years. I'd love to see that. And so really would enjoy that while we're waiting for these sports to come on. And, well, that's the local sports update, folks. That's what I got. And it's going to be tough to have any more local sports update, but we're going to keep doing it here on the game. We're going to keep doing shows throughout this quarantine or stay-at-home measure, lockdown, any way you want to call it. I'm going to suggest and highly encourage people to take these matters seriously. Stay away from people. We haven't been hit that hard in this area yet. Just one confirmed case in Chippewa County. I believe one in Algoma County. We had our first confirmed case in Luce and Marquette County. So while the numbers aren't there, we need to take the precautions as well. And I would encourage you to do what I did today. Turn off the news for a while. Be productive as best you can. I'm fortunate enough that I can do my job still at work and at home. And so I'd highly recommend that you just turn off the news a little bit. It helps. Not saying totally shut it off because you need to know what's going on, but take care of yourselves, your family, stay inside, and be safe. That's going to do it for this shortened special edition of the game, a local version. Again, we're taking a hiatus from ESPN 1400 until this stay-at-home measure, whatever you want to call it, is done. We're hoping to be back on ESPN 1400 in the future. We're going to continue the online broadcast. As I mentioned, tomorrow night we're going to be doing a broadcast. Yours truly and Dave McKegg. We haven't talked to Dave for a while here stateside, so we want to get his thoughts on what's going on. And then Butch Davis and I, hopefully Dave and EJ Russell, will be back next Monday on the game. You can find all shows at thegamesportsshow.com, thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. Everyone, stay inside, stay safe, stay safe. Wow, easy for me to say. No editing in this one. We're just letting it roll. Stay inside, stay safe, and stay positive because we will get through this together. And only together. And we look forward to being there for you during our broadcast. That's going to do it for the game. We'll talk to you tomorrow night with Dave McKegg here on thegamesportsshow.com.